This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. President Joe Biden will visit Denver on Monday. Biden is set to appear at an event focused on economic recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. The president will also stop in Boise, Idaho, and Sacramento, California to discuss wildfires. His recovery proposals would fund extensive programs to mitigate the increasing toll of climate change. The White House has not yet announced a specific location and time for his Denver stop. The person shot and killed by Westminster police in Denver last week has been identified. The Denver Police Department says Westminster officers were under surveillance operation to find 37-year-old Drew Lucero. They say he fired on officers who shot back a total of 27 rounds. An investigation is underway. The number of vacant housing units fell in nearly all of southern Colorado over the last decade. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
El Paso and Pueblo counties have the largest populations in southeastern Colorado. Yet according to the 2020 census, less than 7% of housing units in those places are vacant. Pueblo had a decrease in available housing that was among the steepest in the state. Meanwhile, in Custer and Park counties, which have a lot of second homes, more than 44% of housing units are vacant. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado's Phil Weiser has joined several other state attorneys general to challenge South Carolina's new abortion law. It bans most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. 20 Democratic attorneys general argue that the policies could drain resources in other states if women leave South Carolina to seek care. Right now in Denver, it's 94 degrees under partly cloudy skies. This is CPR News.